Now he says in verse 5 here, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Now here we have faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and faith in the future that he's going to be the one that's going to overcome. And then we have here verse 6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now, here you have faith in Christ for salvation, here and now for the world, and for the one who is the believer, who will trust Christ. He's saved now. How? Well, this is he that came by water and blood. Now, I think that the reference is back in the 19th chapter, I guess it is, of John's Gospel, at verse 34. You remember John was present at the crucifixion of Christ, and he says this is what happened. But one of the soldiers, and this is John 19:34, and I'm reading now. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. And John noted something that no one else noted. Chances are he was closer to the cross than any other of the apostles. And he noted that when that soldier pushed the spear in the side of Christ, that there came out blood and water, and not just one element, but both elements. Now, John makes application of that. He had a great deal to say about it. He emphasized it. Now he comes back to it here, and he says here he came by water. Now, what water speaks of what? It speaks of the Word of God. And that's what the Lord Jesus meant, that you must be born of water and of the Word. The water is the living Word applied by the Spirit of God. So that here is the one that came by water, the Word of God that the Spirit of God uses, and blood is by the death of Christ. Even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now, it's the Spirit that can make these things live. And may I make this rather startling statement? The Lord Jesus told the disciples between his death and resurrection and the day of Pentecost to tarry in Jerusalem and to do nothing. They were not to witness. Why? They can't witness without the Holy Spirit. And therefore, my friend, it is essential, if anyone is to be saved today, not only that Christ died 1,900 years ago, but that the Spirit of God worked today in hearts and lives. That's one of the reasons we read letters, is to show that the Word of God here, that's taken by the Spirit of God, can apply the blood of Christ to hearts and lives. Christ died for our sins, but the Spirit of God has to make that real to us. That makes this a very important chapter. Only the Spirit of God can make the death of Christ real to you, and only the Spirit of God can make the resurrection of Christ real to you.